You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The Canadian heavy metal band Anvil was the subject of an acclaimed 2008 documentary titled Anvil, The Story of Anvil. In it, the founding members Steve Lips Kudlow and Rob Reiner find themselves working day jobs before the group makes something of a comeback. The band performs in Wichita tonight, and KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently caught up with Kudlow to talk about all things Anvil.
What changed for you after the documentary Anvil, The Story of Anvil?
I completely turned everything around. I haven't had a regular job since the movie came out. I make a living doing music, strictly, which is pretty amazing. It's everything I ever wanted to ever happen, and it that's how I feel about it. It's really, all my dreams have been answered, and I'm all good.
When the band was kind of first coming up in Toronto, what was the music scene there like at that time? Was Anvil part of the dominant sound, or were you guys sort of your own thing?
Well, underground, majorly underground, and to a great degree kept, out of the major club. Like, we had a major club called the Gasworks, and basically we started selling out its competitor. And that's how we finally got the gig there, and then that's how where we got our record deal, probably the second or third time we played at the Gasworks.
So that was the place to be in Toronto at that period of time, and they didn't want anything to do with you.
That's right, because we were very unusual. First of all, it was really unusual to do original music. And quite honestly, it still is. I mean, that's why most bands are cover bands here, right? And have been. And that's not just here. It's everywhere. Mostly that's what North America is all about. We don't really foster and promote originality. Even as kids, we were... the other kids all learned how to play everybody else's song, and Rob and I were very stubborn. Well, you're not going to get anywhere playing somebody else's song, and we're making our own.
And so here we are, 30-some years later, still talking about Anvil as a result of that determination.
42 years later, actually.
That's true, yeah.
But we won't say anything about that and my birthday. I just turned 63. I'm going on 36, though.
You've spent your life essentially doing something that you love. It has to be a tremendous thing to look back on at this point and look forward to.
That's right. And it's the stuff that makes me have no regrets. You know, I don't think of I should have, could have, and I would have. I don't think of life like that. Life, you get one chance, man. You don't make it. You don't have a should have, would have, could have. You're going, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it on my terms, and I don't give a damn what anybody else thinks or says. That's how you have to go through, man. You have to do it like that. That includes my parents. My parents told me, you're never going to do it. I go, oh, yeah? Watch.